Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, we know an Alman is not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol, but if she does marry the Kohen Gadol, the marriage is Chal, it's a legal marriage. He's just being over an Isser. Same is true for a Grusha, a woman that was divorced, or Chalutza, a woman that had Chalitza, the Kohen Hedyet, when it comes to a Kohen Hedyet. Normally, even a woman who is not a Kohen, but if she marries a Kohen, she can eat Truma. Also, the halacha is that the avadim of a Kohen, the Eved Kanani of a Kohen, can eat Truma. And if a woman owns an Eved Kanani, even though she's a Yisraelis, so obviously, before she gets married, they can't eat Truma. But if she marries a Kohen, her Eved Kanani can now eat Truma. Now I want to remind you about something else, which we already learned about earlier in this Masechta. It was Perik Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, where we learned about Nichsei Meloig and Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel. Remember, when a person marries a woman, he must give her a ksuba. In the ksuba, it says the things that he owes her in case there's a divorce, or what his estate, that means his money, would have to pay her if the husband passes away. Also in the ksuba, we deal with, what do we do with properties that she brings into the marriage? And that's divided into two. There's Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel and Nichsei Meloig. Nichsei Meloig means that basically the woman is not giving anything up. She's retaining possession of it. It's mine. I'm keeping it coming into the marriage. The husband has a right to eat the pay rice, but he's not responsible for it. The value goes up, it's the wife's gain. Value goes down, it's the wife's loss. Nichsei Meloig is not written into the ksuba. Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel is. With Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, the wife is relinquishing control to the husband. The husband is responsible for it. Now, if it goes up, it's the husband's gain. If it goes down, it's the husband's loss. But the husband has to guarantee, in the event of a divorce, or if he passes away, the wife gets back the original value. There is Avdei Meloig and Avdei Tzoyin Barzel. That's where the woman comes into the marriage with, let's say, Avadim Kananim and an Eved Kanani. So there could also be a Nichsei Meloig arrangement where the woman holds on to the Eved. The husband is not responsible for him. Then there could be an Eved, which is Tzoyin Barzel, where she totally gives it over to the husband. Now let's see our Mishnah. Masechtas Yevamis, Perik Zayin. Mishnah Aleph. Almana l'kayin gadla. We have an almana, a widow that married a kayin gadla. She wasn't allowed to, but the kiddushin is toifis. They're officially married. Same thing as with Gerusha, a divorced woman, v'chalutza, or a woman that had chalitza, l'kayin hedyet, to a kayin hedyet. Now, because they're married to a kayin in illegal way, a kayin is not allowed to marry a Gerusha and a chalutza, and a kayin gadla is not allowed to marry an almana. So the women automatically become chalalos, and they can no longer eat truma. What about her avad? It's like the Mishnah, in this case of an almana to a kohen gadol, and a grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyet, v'hechnisa lo, she brought into the marriage avdei meloig, avadim kananim, v'avdei tzoyin barzel, and avadim kananim that are tzoyin barzel. The Avdei Meloig, the husband's not responsible for them. The Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, he is. Avdei Meloig lo yoichli betrum. The Eved Kanani, that is part of an Avdei Meloig arrangement, cannot eat truma, because he's still property of the lady. And the lady in this marriage cannot eat truma. Avdei Meloig is not even part of the ksuba. It's like it didn't come into the marriage. However, the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, if there was a Tzoyin Barzel relationship in regard to this Eved, where if something happens, the husband's responsible for it, this is part of the ksuba, it really goes over to the husband, so Yoichlu, they can eat from. Because technically, these Avadim are under the reshus of the husband. Now the Mishnah explains, the Eluhein Avdei Meloig. The following is Avdei Meloig. So where the arrangement is that im mesu, if they died, mesu la, it's her loss. Im asiru asiru la. If they go up in value, they got stronger, they got older, it's her gain. She can't say to the husband, what? You have to replace them. And he can't say to her, wow, they're so much better now. I gave them so much food and so on. You pay me. No, it doesn't work that way. It's her gain. It's her loss. Afalpi, even though, shehu he, the husband, chayiv b'mzaynoisam, he has to feed them. Because that's the arrangement with Nechsei Malog. The husband eats the pay rice, but he has to take care of it. That's because I'll arrange it that way. But Lamaisa, it's not his. And the Re'elu LaYochli B'Truma. These Avadim cannot eat Truma. They're property of the woman. And if the woman can't eat, they can't eat. Vayter Zok the Mishnah Ve'elohin Avdi Tzayim Barzal. Here's where the agreement says as follows. Imesu Mesu Loi. If they died, it's the husband's responsibility. Vim Aisiru Aisiru Loi. And if they go up in value, and there's a divorce, he can say, no, pay me the extra amount. You didn't give me such high value. So Hoyel, since v'hu chayiv b'achriyasa, he's responsible for these avodim, it's considered his kinyan. And the mela, even though the woman cannot eat truma, even though his wife cannot eat truma, hari elu yachli b'truma, these avodim, under the Nechsei Tzayin Basel arrangement, can eat truma. By the way, what does the word miloig mean? There's a lashon explains about tenura meligas hatarnagoilim. You take the feathers off the birds, but the bird stays, the flesh stays. The husband eats the pay rice, but he's not directly involved with the guf itself. Meaning to say, if it goes down in value, it's her loss. If it goes up, it's her gain. Nichsei tzoyim barzel. Why is it called nichsei tzoyim barzel? Because those were usually the arrangements when you gave over your sheep to a shepherd. He was responsible. If they died, he had to pay for it. So we call it tzoyin barzel, like the ironclad agreements you have with a shepherd. You can't lose. So if she makes nechsei tzoyin barzel, she can't gain, but at least she's secure. She has to get back what she gave. Okay, so quickly chazring over, alman l'kayin gadol, grusha chalutza l'kayin hedyet. They're also to their husbands, and therefore they cannot eat truma. There's a difference, by the way. The almana to the kohen gadol is also midin toida. The grusha to the kohen hedyet is also midin toida. The chalutza is only aser midrabanan. So she can't eat truma. Her avde meloig, which is really hers, she never gives up on it. The husband never accepts a chrayis on it. He just eats the pay rice. So these avadim technically belong to her, even during the marriage. And that's why, just like she can't eat truma, they can't. Avdei tzayim barzel, where the husband is responsible, it's like it's his. If they go up in value, it's his gain. If they go down in value, it's his loss. He has to replace it. So it's like his. So these avadim technically belong to him, and he can eat truma, so can they.